do this.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat.
Okay, last one of the week, back Tuesday. So if anything happens over the long weekend, you can email talk at beat102103.com.
Okay. Hi, Beat Breakfast. I started seeing this guy 3 months ago. He's lovely and I get along with him. He's just my type. I was on a night out with the girls and we just got chatting. It happened quite naturally. The thing is, I'm a bit older than he is. And although I didn't intentionally lie to him about my real age, it has now turned into a problem. I don't want you to think I'm vain when I say this, but I've been told on several occasions that I look quite young for my age. It's just good genes, but I could pass for mid-20s. The truth is that I'm actually 36, and the guy I'm seeing is 27. He thinks I'm around the same age as he is, when really I'm nearly 10 years older than him. We are getting serious now, and guys, I'm looking for your help. Do I tell him the truth after this long? And if yes, how? I'm really worried that when he learns what the truth is, he won't want to be with me anymore. What would you do? Would you come clean?
This is really tricky. I can't believe that the conversation hasn't just naturally kind of come up about age. But I suppose they didn't meet on an app. They met on a night out and he just presumed, yeah, you look kind of like me.
I don't know if you have, like, I don't know, because I haven't dated in a while. But like, would you have that conversation where if you didn't meet on an app, would you be like, what age are you?
I think I would say that in the early stage. If you met a girl in a pub or club, like, you'd at some point ask how old she was.
Yeah.
You'd want to make sure it's all above board. Like,
you know? You would. That way, but on the apps it tells you what.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But sometimes
a lot of people lie.
I think I went on a date with a girl, and I think she was whatever age, and then she was 2 years younger. Okay. And then, like, we went on a couple of dates, and she was like, "Oh, I can see this going somewhere." And I was like, "Ah, the age thing for me is a bit weird." Mm. And she was like, "Why?" It's not that it's a bit weird, but I was like, "You know, I'm going to be this age, and how many years you're going to be that age? I'm going to be wanting different things. Like, I'm going to be in my 30s, you'll still be in your 20s." So I think definitely age is a big thing for me. I know going forward mightn't be for everybody. Yeah, I wouldn't like someone older than me.
Really?
Like about 5 years older. I wouldn't like someone about 5 years. I'm not looking at you.
Show your age.
I'll take you any day. You want to leave Tom and come over to me, and you know, that's, we're good to go. I don't know. I think you should, though. I think it, because he's what, 27?
Yeah.
He's going to be wanting different things. She's maybe at the stage.
Who
life.
Says?
I think
you're
that's
jumping
an assumption.
To. Yeah, exactly. You're jumping to presumptions there. Okay, that's your situation.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of guys who are 27 that might be quite happy with a hot 36
cougar.
Year old.
Yeah, why not? I actually think, firstly, right, for you, I think you need to come clean, because I think this is too
what
big.
What do you do? Do you sit it down for like sit down for like a serious? I have a serious chat to have with you. I am 36 years of age.
I don't think you need to say it like that. I think you didn't intentionally mislead him. It just kind of whatever way it happened,
your
and now
genes.
You're kind of 3 months in, and you're like, actually, this is quite a big thing to not share with somebody. I think you just say to him, look, something on my mind, right? There is an age gap, and I should have said it to you, and it's not a big deal for me. But you have to give him the chance, like Killian is saying, to say this might not be.
It
what
might
he
not
wants.
Be for him.
But can I just say, I know plenty of people like the age gap. I think as you get a little bit older doesn't matter as much, right? And he might well want the exact same things as you want or not, but you have to give him that chance to decide for himself whether or not he still wants to see you. And can I just say, right, just because somebody is 36, like in your mind, like
over the hill,
I had this conversation, myself and Beefy Brian were coming back from
he's
Pierce
your new best
yesterday.
Friend, you've mentioned him twice on the show this
I know
morning.
We had a really lovely chat, but we were talking about the age thing, and I was like, I just don't think, I think I stopped at a certain point and I still feel really young in my head, and I think it's so relative to who you are. But it shouldn't be something that takes over. If you like each other and he, like, you come to him with this and he's like, that doesn't no issue with that, like, you know, who knows. I think you shouldn't make such a big deal out of it. I think you should just say it, see what happens, but you can't keep it to yourself. Are you going to get married and have kids and never reveal that you were 10 years old?
Your passport lying around or something. Okay. Let's get some thoughts. Should he come clean? Do you think this might be an issue? Or should she come clean, I should say, because at the end of the day, she never told a lie. It just kind of developed, and now they are where they are. So how should she handle it?
Got something to say?
WhatsApp, text or voice note us. 085 1029 103.
Message complete.
Now, there's a lot of thoughts coming in. I want to get this one out of the way. Eddie's making the point, and a few of the guys are making the point on this, okay?
We say she may tell him, sir. She's 36, or she's probably going batting children and everything now shortly and everything. Sir. No clock is running short on early. And sir, he's only 27, he might make my kids ratting you for another, sir, 10 years.
So yeah, and Fugue making that point that biological clock, if she's in a different place to him,
but
is that going to be an issue?
But that's an assumption again. You just don't know. Like, that's not for everybody. And until you have that conversation, you're not going to know.
Kim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're good, man. We're good.
Okay, talk to us. Now, you had a friend in a somewhat similar situation.
Yeah, pretty much identical situation. Going back about 10 years ago, she started seeing this fella. She met him again on a night out, and age never came up.
Yeah.
But what happened was they were with each other, God, nearly a year. And she turned around to me and she says, oh my God, what am I going to do? I'm very serious about this fella. He wants us to move in with each other. And I was like, okay, what's the problem? And she says, well, he thinks I'm 7.5 years younger than I actually am. And I was like, ooh, okay.
So
she did have to come clean. She did tell him. And they didn't break up. They did pause for a little while. He had to have a serious think about it. But it caused major, major trust issues going forward for a long time. Now, they're married now and they're quite happy.
No way.
So it did work out well in the end. You know what I mean? So I'm not trying to dishearten this lady by telling her that it did cause issues, but the problem was, his issue was, well, like, if you're going to lie about something as serious as this, how do I know you're not going to keep other stuff from me as well?
I think that is like the point of, like, you would feel like you couldn't trust this person because they had they hadn't been upfront with you. But actually, what is promising about that is the fact that, I suppose, from your friend's point of view, she would probably say it now. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're only 3 months in.
Well, that's what she said. She said, going back, if she could have turned the clock back, she would have, like, had that conversation. It's not necessarily a conversation that comes up, especially when you're in your 20s, your 30s.
Yeah.
Like, it's different, I suppose, when you're in your teenagers. The first thing you ask is, how old are you?
Mm.
But when you're older, you don't necessarily do that. And he obviously doesn't think she looks 10 years older. She obviously doesn't act out. Like, I'm 42. I don't act like I'm 42. My kids are always telling me to cop on and grow up a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
So we don't always act our age.
Exactly.
That's my point. And if he's anyway a decent bloke, it probably won't matter, you know?
Mm.
An awful lot of people have big age gaps.
Yeah. And your friend got a happy ending.
Absolutely.
So that is all that you can ask
for. She did.
For. Yeah.
She did. She's delighted with herself. And Eddie, that text in there saying about the biological clock, I get where he's coming from, but an awful lot of ladies don't think that way.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, she's probably not ready to settle down, especially if she's a career. She may not be want to settle down yet. So, not
brilliant stuff.
A big thing.
Kim, it's been great chatting. I have to ask, is it lashing where you are? Is that the windscreen wipers?
No. Do you know what it is? Because my windscreen is dirty. I'm in the sunny southeast and it's actually living up to its name this morning.
Kim, Jason was on WhatsApp. The wipers and hand facepalm emoji.
They're
all.
Sorry about that.
No,
that's all right.
We love
you.
Have a wonderful
day.
And thanks for chatting to us. A couple of last bits to finish. John says, look, I'm sure he didn't ask her age because he's just happy. He's happy with her. That's why he's not quizzing her on his age.
But I think going forward, it doesn't change the fact that it might come up at some point and you would rather be straight about it now.
Quick thoughts from Ross.
Guys, she has to come clean. She has to come clean. Unfortunately, she's just going to have to do it sooner rather than later, because what's she going to do when her 40th comes around?
That's a fair point. Yeah. Big celebration coming not too long away. And Susan was onto us and just says, sit him on our lap. Because he's small.
What the heck?